Last week's employment rate showed new signs that the U.S. economy is slowing down. Federal Reserve officials meet on Wednesday to ponder interest rates now and for the next few months. And for more on what they'll be discussing, we turn to David Wessel, as we often do. He's Deputy Washington Bureau Chief for the Wall Street Journal and a regular contributor here. David, welcome again.
Thank you. Good morning.
What's the Fed likely to do this week?
Everybody expects the Fed to hold interest rates steady at 5.25%, where they've been for some time. There'll be a lot of focus on what the Fed says, as there always is. So far, the Fed has been basically treading water, saying they're waiting to see which way the economy goes before they tell us which way they're going to move interest rates next.
You think they might know that by the end of the year?
Well, I hope so, because it's pretty boring when they do the same thing meeting after meeting. The pattern this year has been that the Fed talks very tough about inflation, fighting inflation, yet financial markets look at the economy and expect the Feds to cut rates because they expect the economy to weaken. Lately, though, the markets are getting a little bit more in line with the Fed. They keep saying that the date that the Fed is going to cut rates is moving out farther in the year, and some are now beginning to talk that the Fed's next move might even be an increase.
Let's explain the basics here. If you're the Federal Reserve, you can raise or lower interest rates. If you lower them, you could speed up the economy, but you risk more inflation and...
And if you raise them, it's like tapping on the brakes. You slow the economy, and if you succeed, you slow the rate of inflation. Inflation is low by historic standards now, but it's a little higher than the Fed would like. And in their statements, they continue to talk about how they're worried that the risks on inflation are that it'll go higher. The Fed seems determined to bring the inflation rate down a little bit from where it is right now, a little over 2%. The markets don't seem to believe them. But the Fed keeps telling them, look, we're worried about inflation. The weakening dollar adds to inflationary pressures. The tight labor market adds to inflationary pressures. And we'll have to see who's right, the markets or the Fed.
Would the Fed be so concerned about inflation that it would allow the economy to slow right down into a recession?
I don't think the Fed would intentionally cause a recession. There are times in the past when inflation has been so bad that the Fed was willing to raise interest rates to the point where it knew a recession was likely. Right now, the Fed is trying to steer the economy away from inflation, but away from recession. And one of the disagreements among economists right now is how much worse will the housing market get and what effect will that have on the economy? Economists who expect the Fed to have to cut rates think housing is going to get worse and is going to really hurt consumer spending. But the Fed has been relatively calm on housing. They think the worst may have passed, and they don't see any signs that falling housing prices are really doing much damage to consumer spending.
Well, now, why wouldn't it? Because we heard so many stories about people using their houses as ATMs to borrow money. That was the popular line. And now that it's a little harder to do, why wouldn't that restrict people a little bit?
It's a surprise. The reason seemed to involve, A, the job market was very strong. Unemployment remains relatively low, so people have had income. The stock market has gone up while the housing market has gone down. And while it doesn't put money in the same pockets, it does help keep consumer spending going. All those bonuses on Wall Street, those people are spending money on something, watches or something. And then it turns out that Americans are incredibly resilient, and it takes a huge shock before they stop using their credit cards and stop shopping at the mall.
David, good to talk with you again.
Thank you.
David Wessel of the Wall Street Journal.